Listen, it's the Burt Show.
With Haas here, I'm not even sure where to start. I mean, there's so many avenues to go down with old Haas here. Phil Tirana, as we told you guys last week, is going to be leaving the Burt Show.
Mm-hmm.
Haas has joined the Burt Show from Charlotte, just to make it easy, from Charlotte. So he's going to be hanging out with us, and now he's part of the Burt Show.
Right.
And last week, he knew nobody in town at all. He starts this MySpace page, and like by the end of the first day, you had how many friends?
About 500 or 600.
500 or 600.
There are people in this building, by the way, so mad at you for that, because they've been at MySpace forever. They've got like 172 friends, you know, and then they happen to go to your page and they're like, how did he do that?
Yeah, you're not making a lot of friends. Like on Friday, you got to keep something in mind, the history of the show with Phil Tirana. I've been trying to get Phil Tirana to hook up with listeners for a long time. Just, you know what, just go out, have yourself a good time. Take advantage of the girls that are listening to this radio station. Go have a good time. So he's tried and tried and tried and tried for 4 years and never been successful. Haas goes out one time. Last Thursday night, what happened, Sauce?
She wakes up right beside me next morning.
First time in Atlanta.
You wanted Phil to be a player, and he's just not a player. It's just not in his blood. It doesn't pump through his veins.
He's a,
good guy. He dates a lot of hotties and a lot of them listeners.
Yes.
But, like, he has to get to know them, be friends with them, be a gentleman. And Haas here is just a big old hoe. So there's the difference.
You put the hoe in Haas right there.
You put the hoe in Haas, for sure.
Didn't we now? So Haas hooks up with this girl on Thursday night. And wakes up next to her Friday. They go to Fido's on Thursday night. They have themselves a great time. And
for her birthday.
For her birthday.
Yeah.
Her 21st.
Her almost 21st. So he wakes up the next morning, and the interesting thing about this girl is she's got a, she carries around something very interesting in her purse.
Yes, she does. She told me on Thursday night that she is previously engaged and owns a $14,000 diamond ring.
So what she
and
got
she
that
had
in
it with her?
Got that in a safe deposit box, I'm sure, right?
Exactly. She carries it with her. She says that she carries it with her just to remind herself not to get that emotionally involved anymore.
Right.
Do you think she might carry it with her because she's still engaged? did that thought ever?
Just in case she runs into her fiance. Yeah.
Right. I mean, as Haas was telling us the story, all four of us jump on him with the same theory. Like, this girl
she's
is engaged, dude. What are you talking about?
And then I found out this weekend that that she is going on a trip to a foreign country with him.
She's engaged. Dude,
she's
got a ring.
She's the one that hit me up on MySpace. She's like, hey, let's go out. I'm like, all right, great. That's good. Let's do it.
So I run the story.
My fault.
I run the story by Stacy this weekend, my wife Stacy, and I'm like, you know, she's got this engagement ring. She's like, no, I understand it. Like, maybe she was engaged and it broke up.
Stacey.
And when she's out at a bar, when there's a guy that's hitting on her that she doesn't want,
I could see that
she slips on the ring.
Go-to ring so that she can get rid of the guy.
You don't do that with a $14,000 ring. You do that with like
a
cubic zirconia type of deal,
or even a band. Like even you know, yeah. like you don't you, your engagement ring is getting clean, but at least you have the merit, you know, the wedding band on your
hand. She showed me this ring, and like it's one step below what Kobe's wife got.
Really? It's nice.
I mean,
huh?
It's insane.
Are you sure it's not from Claire's Boutique?
You know what? I have no idea.
What's Claire's
Boutique?
What
does that mean?
That's the mall, the little mall teeny bopper jewelry store.
Oh, okay.
You know,
it could right next to the Wet Seal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. So, not only does she have this big old ring, she's telling you she's going out of the country with
Her fiance.
So, I mean, if she's engaged, so you see her Thursday night and you don't see her again, you're just on the phone with her all weekend or what?
Nah, we went out Friday night and we went out Saturday night as well.
And she is not afraid about you talking about her on the radio?
Apparently not.
Well, we haven't said her name or any distinguishing.
Oh, I thought her name was Amber. Didn't
you
say?
That's what we're saying.
We're calling her.
But that's not her real name.
No.
You know what threw her? We didn't put her through the name discussion.
Right. It may not be Amber.
Her real name is Mrs. Carlson. That's her real name. We could call her that if that's easier.
That's fine.
The Mrs. Why don't we just call her the Mrs.?
the blushing bride.
Right.
Did she say where she's going?
She just said she was going to a foreign country.
Foreign country. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people honeymoon in Paris.
She probably is going there.
But it didn't stop her from hanging out with you all days and nights. So this guy is out of town.
I would assume so. Yeah, you know, I never thought if he was in town or not. I thought
You never even thought he was engaged. Why do I have to?
Why would he ask?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm going to try that. Let's go out this weekend, Bert, try to pick up chicks. We'll take our wedding bands off and put them in our pocket. And then as the pickup line, we'll explain, yeah, our hearts were broken. We just carry our wedding band around. Please try to ignore the fact that the skin underneath my wedding band hasn't seen the light of day in 5 years. If you could avoid that, it would be cool.
So where did you go this weekend? You're starting to see a little bit more of Atlanta, finally out of the apartment.
Friday night, me and quote-unquote Amber went to go see a movie, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And then we went to this place called Devil's Turnaround.
Oh, no.
I don't even know this joint.
I thought that was a move. I didn't think that was
a... It ended up being. No, we went to this place called Devil's Turnaround. It's supposed to be like a haunted war cemetery. So we went out there, and it was about a 30-minute drive. We stayed...
Have y'all ever heard of that place? Mm-mm. She's just making stuff up now.
No, I went and Googled it because I was like, oh, God, what is she doing? But no, I went and Googled it. It's a real site or whatever. But we stayed 5 minutes and she got freaked out. So we had to come back home.
I know somebody who tried the Devil's Turnaround and it ended up so embarrassing that they didn't have sex for like 2 years.
I think we heard the urban legend right before.
That's actually what it's called, the Devil's Turnaround. Yeah, I thought I wanted to have sex with you, but you've turned me around.
So you go out with her one night, very romantic night at a cemetery.
Exactly.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, exactly. Devil's Turnaround. Oh, romance.
She's the one that wanted to do something on a Friday the 13th, right. Like watch some scary movies and then go out to this place. Thought it was going to be an awesome night.
It was an excuse to jump in your arms. Haas, protect me. Exactly. I'm scared. Be the big man and take care of me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cut you with my engagement ring? Sorry about that.
No wonder she wanted to go 30 minutes out of town because her fiance was in Atlanta.
Right. Probably so.
So that's Friday night. How about Saturday night?
Saturday night, we went and had dinner. And
where?
Satan's Lounge.
We went back to Fado's, had dinner, and just
that's your
drink.
Place. You know?
Exactly. It's the only place I know.
Oh, it's our 48-hour anniversary.
Remember that song that was
Let's
playing?
Go back to the first place where I lied to you.
Hey, you sure you don't want to go across the street to Cheesecake Factory? No, my fiancé's a bartender there. I mean, what's that? I mean, he used to be my fiancé.
Right, I've been previously engaged.
Like before I met you earlier today.
All right, so you're in Bucket.
We went to Fado's, and then we went out to a frat party. Fraternity party.
What school?
Either Georgia Tech or Georgia State. I'm not really sure.
Okay, how'd that go?
Went good. Had some good times. Watched a couple people getting in some fights.
Did they try to brand you?
Huh?
Did they try to brand you?
No, they didn't.
The hot iron?
Yeah.
Did they know Bert?
Yeah. I was there.
Ringleader is what they called him.
Do you know that dude in the corner? For 3 years, we've been trying to get rid of him. He won't go.
But yeah, it was a pretty good night.
Boss looks up and it's Bert pumping the keg.
Boss, what are you doing here, dude?
It feels so good when I eat your lips.
And he's pumping the keg, and he doesn't have the red plastic cup, but he's got the tumbler from the formal with the girls from Delta
right.
Delta Delta
right.
2 years
ride.
Ago.
Boss, let's go streaking.
Quad.
All right, so now we sent you out with an email to do some inebriate advice. So was this at the fraternity party you did this, or did you go back in a bucket?
This was
or what?
It. This was at the fraternity party that we did this.
All right, so what we have decided to do now with the emails on relationship advice that you guys send us, we can't possibly get to them all on the air and get you some advice. Mm-hmm. So rather than just throw them out, what we're doing now is we give them to Haas, and he goes to a fraternity party, or he goes to Buckhead or whatever. And at 2 and 3 in the morning, when everybody's nice and drunk, he gets you advice because drunk people know everything.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sure.
They're the experts. Any subject matter, they will know exactly which way you should take, what course your life should take.
Yeah, I got it down. So what email did you use on Saturday night?
One where a girl, I think I set it up in the clip, but one where a girl had gone to a family reunion and met up with her cousin who she thought was hot. He thought she was hot. But she didn't know where to go from there. She didn't know if they should hook up. So
okay, cousins. And this is a fraternity party at either Georgia Tech or Georgia State.
Exactly.
And you don't know the name of the fraternity.
No.
Okay.
All right. I went to my family reunion a few weeks ago, and I think my cousin is hot.
Hold on a sec.
What?
Before we, how much have you been drinking?
Oh yeah, I am probably the worst one out of all this group.
So you're hammered.
Oh,
talking
yeah, I'm hammered.
Okay.
I'm hammered talking to other hammered people.
Could you guys pick up on that?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, a little bit. It sounds like Bill Clinton. Drunk.
All right, I went to my family reunion a few weeks ago, and I think my cousin is high.
Say reunion.
Reunion.
All right, I went to my family reunion a few weeks ago, and I think my cousin is hot, and I know he thinks I'm hot, too. But he's like a second cousin. Now, is it okay that I go for it?
I have a hot cousin, too, and I have never put any moves on her whatsoever. Only Alabamian people, they're the ones who f*** their cousins.
There's a saying in Spanish that says that the closer the cousins you are, the closer you can get.
How do you say it in Spanish?
Entre primo y primo, más me arrimo.
All right.
My God, that is so hot. You're saying that if your cousin was hot, that you would actually hook up with him.
Hey, if he's hot, why not?
No way. You don't go with, like, family. That's, like, borderline redneck stuff. Like, you know, incest and stuff. No way.
Where are you from?
South Africa.
And South Africans don't get down like that?
No, no, it doesn't work like that there.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. People here in North America, we do get down like that. I'm from North Carolina, man. I actually dated my cousin before. We kind of hooked up.
I just think that's wrong.
You just got to do what you got to do. If it's a second cousin, that's far away from the bloodline, you know what I mean? That's like twice removed, so I mean...
So say right now, me and you were second cousins. Would you do me?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Honestly, like, I think my cousin's hot as both my cousins, they're so hot. Anyway, that's nasty as like, we're not back in the Bible era anymore. You don't need to your own cousin to have kids.
If I, Hoss, was your cousin, would we be hooking up right this second?
No! That's nasty. That's Alabama. No. We're Georgia. No.
Why is it not okay?
Because it's incest. Ew, no.
Oh, hi. So you're telling me if you had a hot cousin that you wouldn't hook up with him?
I have a hot cousin, then no.
You're such a liar.
I'm not a liar.
Oh.
Do you hear how Haas's voice is just getting closer and closer to the mic? The drunker and drunker he gets.
And then it all becomes one word. So you're telling me if you had a hot cousin. No. So you're telling me if you had a hot cousin that you wouldn't have gone with this.
If you had a hot cousin. Okay, let me ask you. Okay, let me ask you.
And
okay,
every.
Listen, let me ask you this. If you had a hot cousin. Okay, hold on. Okay, is that.
Then he passes out.
You had a family reunion. You had family barbecue.
And everybody from Alabama right now is just mortified.
At least they didn't throw Tennessee under the bus.
Are you referring to the Alabamonians?
That's Alabama. This is Georgia.
I was like, what?
There's a world of difference. Yeah,
all right.
What's the second cut of this that says Haas drunk?
The second cut
I think you got those confused. That's the first cut.
The second cut was I was even more drunk than I was in that first cut. And this was at probably about 5:30 or 6 in the morning. And Amber decided to ask me this question that I had been asking all night.
Yeah, it's Haas. I totally think you should go for it, dude. Like, I know y'all are like second cousins and all, but still, like, man, y'all aren't like first cousins, you know? And you're like, even if you're cousins, man, you're not like brother and sister, dude. I mean, y'all can still hook up and stuff. Like, man, like, to be honest with you, man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. The first girl I ever dated ended up being my third cousin. I'm not going to lie to you. I swear to God, her name was Heather Ross. I didn't know she was my third cousin until like 2 weeks after we started dating. And then I found out she was my third cousin, and we still dated. We never did anything, man. It was kind of like it was in eighth grade, but it was still kind of freaky and kind of weird. But, dude, that was like my third cousin, man. First cousin, man, don't worry about it, dude. If she's hot, man, I'd say go for it, man. I don't know, dude.
Where are you at this
If she's
point?
Hot, man, go for it, man.
No idea.
Like I said, man, I dated my third cousin, man. I mean, that kind of seems like kind of like West Virginian freakyish, man, but don't worry about it, dude, man. I'd say go for it, man. Go for it. Hook up with her, man. If you can hook up with her, do it, dude.
How pathetic a sight is that? What are you, like, in the main living area and there's nobody left, but the music is still cranked out?
You've got
all these beer cups all around you, and you're just talking by yourself into a mic.
And he's all sweaty, and his face is all flushed, you know, eyes a little swollen.
You're red right now. You're embarrassed.
I am 24 years old. I am 2 years out of college, and I was the last one at the frat party.
Hey, oh, boy.
Is that a true story about your cousin?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
I never did anything with her, man. It was eighth grade. I had to do a class project. I found out she was my cousin. We ended it right there.
We're going to have fun with this dude.
You had to do a class project. Yeah. So you're doing your family tree. You're doing your family tree, and you're like, okay,
exactly.
Oh yeah, look at that branch. It's crossing that branch. That is not good.
Linda, hey, you're on Q100.
Hi, y'all. I'm over here crying at work. This guy is crazy.
This is the world of Haas. Welcome to it.
I think he's taught us something about broadcasting because I never really paid attention to how good it sounds when you breathe. Like, what a way, because people sometimes think, oh, do you guys do the show live? Are you on tape? What a way to let people know that it's authentic radio rather than just every now and again. So all of his Q100s.
Yeah, I totally think you should go for it, dude. Like, I know y'all are like second cousins and all, but still, like, man, y'all are like first cousins, you know? And you're like, even if you're cousins, man, you're not like brother and sister, dude. I mean, y'all can still hook up and stuff. Like, man, like, to be honest with you, man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. The first girl I ever dated ended up being my third cousin.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.